This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Americans are facing an affordable housing crisis. In some cities, the main issues are availability and soaring housing prices. But in Milwaukee, the biggest issue seems to be income. While housing prices have steadily increased, wages remain stagnant.
This mix of low-income renters and few affordable apartments has led to many Milwaukeeans being rent-burdened. Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher with the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which just released a report on the cost of living in the Milwaukee area. Pietrangelo spoke with Joy Powers, and he starts by explaining the questions they hope to answer with this report.
We had done some research in 2009 looking at the affordable housing issue here in Milwaukee County, and we wanted to know how have things changed since before the recession till today in terms of the affordable housing landscape. Have rents gone up significantly? Has the supply of affordable housing changed significantly? Things like that.
So what has changed since the Great Recession? And can you give us kind of a timeline here? When does the Great Recession end in this case? And when does the next phase begin?
Sure. The recession technically started in 2008 and ended, I think, in 2010. But it affected Milwaukee for several years after. And so it was really been in the last few years that the local economy has strengthened a lot. And so that was where we were trying to see where are things at today compared to before 2008. And what we saw is there's been a shift from owning to renting. That was one significant shift that took place to the point where renters are now a majority in Milwaukee County. It's a pretty unusual and striking finding that more than half of all households are renters. Statewide, it's about a third. So it's a significant difference here versus throughout the state, and it's also been an increase since 10 years ago.
I noticed that. I was rather surprised. It seems as though the percentage of renters is comparable with much larger counties, much larger metropolises. And in fact, your report said that Milwaukee County has the highest number of renters of anywhere in the Midwest.
Yeah, that was a really striking finding for us. We were surprised as well. We found, that the only large counties, we looked at all the counties in the country with at least 500,000 people and found that the only ones that had a higher percentage of renting households were in the New York, San Francisco, LA, and Boston. So the biggest metro areas on the coasts, Milwaukee County had the highest rate of renting in the Midwest. Dallas County was one other in the South that was very high, but we were 11th among large counties in the country.
What does that kind of number say about the housing situation in Milwaukee?
It just points to the high demand there is for rental housing. And this study specifically looked at the private rental market. So we know that most people do not receive vouchers or any kind of subsidies. There's a small share that do, but there's also just a high demand for renting in the private market. And that's particularly the case here in Milwaukee County.
So let's get into some of the numbers. We have a lot of renters, and of those renters, it seems that many of them are burdened by their housing expenses. When we say that term, what does that mean?
Yeah, so a national threshold that is used frequently is 30% of your income spent on rent is sort of a maximum affordable amount. So whenever a household is spending more than 30% of their income on rent, that would be considered a rent burden. We also looked at when households spend over half of their income on rent as a severe rent burden. So those were two thresholds we used to see how are things going in Milwaukee County versus other counties in the state and nation. We actually found that about half of renter households in Milwaukee County, almost exactly half, are paying more than 30% of their income for rent. So It's a very common issue, and that was, again, much higher than surrounding counties and the state as a whole. So a significant problem. We also found that a quarter altogether, so half of the half, are spending more than 50% of their income on housing. So those are severely rent-burdened households.
One thing that the report said was the greatest single barrier is not the amount of housing that's out there, but really the amount of money that people are making. So how does that play out? What is the median household income compared to the median rent?
We found in Milwaukee County, the median income, after taking into account paying the median rent, the median income is $45 short of being able to afford that rent without going into that burden, so spending more than 30% of their income on rent. So basically the income is just not high enough to afford the median rent. And that was true also in Racine County. They had very similar numbers to Milwaukee County. But then when we looked at some of the other suburban counties around Milwaukee, when we looked at the state as a whole, we found that that was not the case. So the income was high enough to afford the median rent. So that was another way that we really measured affordability or lack thereof.
So who's being impacted by this in Milwaukee?
Well, the lowest income households, we found actually 42% of households in Milwaukee County, of renter households, are earning under $25,000 per year. So 42%, but and then only 9% of the housing units are priced at a point where those households could afford them without being rent burdened. So it's a very low rent that those households could afford without being rent burdened. It's a $500 rent, and only 9% of the units are that low in cost. And of course, in many cases, those lower income households are larger households with children, and the units that tend to be under $500 are studios and things like that. So there's a real crunch there, and so a lot of those lower income households tend to be spending too high of a percentage on their housing.
You know, across the nation, we're looking at what some people have called a housing crisis. And it seems to vary in every metropolitan area, really how that's playing out. Where does Milwaukee fit into this larger national trend?
It's a great question. I mean, really what we found, and you kind of alluded to this earlier, is that it's more of an income issue in Milwaukee, perhaps, compared to nationally, where in some of those coastal cities, you see rents that are just exorbitantly high, and that even if you had a solid income, it's difficult to afford those rents in some places. Where in Milwaukee County, we looked at the median rent, compared it to other places. The Milwaukee County median rent is lower than that in other bigger cities or bigger counties in the region, like Dane County, where Madison's located, Hennepin County, where the Twin Cities or Minneapolis, Cook County, and also statewide and nationally. So we looked at all of those levels, and Milwaukee County's median rent is modest. So it's not so much that we have very high rents, but we have a larger percentage of households that are earning low incomes and are renting and are therefore burdened and trying to afford the rents.
So when we look at solutions to this issue, who needs to be at the table for that discussion?
Yeah, so we touched on some of the solutions that are being implemented locally already, things that the city is involved in and nonprofits. There is a lot of work going on to develop more affordable housing, and that is an area where it can be easier to, not easy, but easier to make a change on the supply side in terms of developing more affordable housing, rehabilitating affordable housing. But then on the income side, since we did find that incomes are more of the problem here, that's a much more difficult problem to address. And so, you know, that's where economic development, workforce development efforts that are longer term in nature really are needed, absent things that would change at the federal level in terms of, you know, increasing housing vouchers or something along those lines. We're really talking about increasing incomes, which can be somewhat controlled locally and somewhat is affected by global trends.
Yeah. Well, Joe, thank you so much for speaking with me today and for this report.
Thank you very much.
Joe Pietrangelo is a senior researcher with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Their report, The Cost of Living, is out now. For more, you can head over to wuwm.com.